seven ways to improve this area of your fitness you're neglecting. There's one area that I can almost guarantee that you're neglecting in your fitness: reaction time. What the heck is reaction time? Why do I need it? And how do I improve it? You might be thinking, or at least I hope you're thinking. Basically, reaction time is how quickly your body can react and move as it needs to. We've all seen the kid at the playground trip over their feet, step on their shoelaces while running, or hit a small pebble on the sidewalk while riding their skateboard, which propels them forward. Most of the time, kids are able to catch themselves immediately before they fall. In other words, while they may lose their balance, their feet are able to move quickly enough for them to stay on their feet. That is good reaction time, and kids have great reaction time. And sure, you may not be riding a skateboard anytime soon, but you do venture out every day to a world full of many obstacles, such as curbs, stairs, uneven pavement, and you may even occasionally trip over your own feet. We all do sometimes. So again, kids have great reaction time. But unfortunately for us adults, as each year passes, we lose reaction time, which makes us more susceptible to a fall that could lead to an injury as minor as a bruise, or a more severe injury like a broken wrist or ankle, for example. And one more bit of bad news. Your local big box gym is not designed to help improve your reaction time. I was a personal trainer for 15 years and spent countless hours in big box gyms lined with rows and rows of expensive equipment like treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, rowing machines, and 100 other machines that target every muscle of your body in isolation. If you're wondering why this might be a bad thing, it's because none of these movements help you improve your reaction time. However, the good news is that there's something you can do about it. So, the trainer in me came up with seven ways you can improve your reaction time. Here they are, in no particular order. Number one, build your strength. Remember this principle. The more muscle you have, the faster you can move. I'll say it again because it'll be a key fitness principle you'll want to remember. The more muscle you have, the faster you can move. And this leads to number two. Move hard. In other words, challenge yourself when you exercise. Putting forth your best effort when you exercise will recruit more muscle fibers during training, which positively translates to quicker movement when you need it out in the world. What I'm saying is that when you work out hard, your body is in better shape to move quickly and efficiently when you need it to catch you. Number three, get the optimal amount of quality sleep, which is 7.5 to 8.5 hours a night. What happens when we're about to fall is that our brain needs to communicate as quickly as possible to our body to tell it to catch itself. In other words, our brain needs to be alert in order to tell our muscles to move our body to catch ourselves before a fall. Getting proper sleep helps our brain function at its best. So yes, even a good night's sleep can improve your body's reaction time. Number four. Play tag with your grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors, just any kids. One of the best things you can do to improve the quality of your movement and reaction time is to get out of the gym and into the park with some kiddos and play some sort of tag game. Any sport or game or activity where you have to react and move quickly is going to be one of the best ways to improve your reaction time. Number five. Find sports where you have to change direction. Similar to playing tag or any sort of game with kids, consider some sports that you might like to play with adults. Tennis, racquetball, and pickleball are great sports that make you react and change direction quickly. What sports would be fun for you to try? They don't have to be that organized either. Consider throwing a frisbee around or playing catch with your friends. It'll improve your reaction time. And I also guarantee that you'll be smiling the entire time too. Number 6, take a dance class. Any kind of dancing is a great way to teach your body new movements and improve your coordination. What kind of dance have you always wanted to try? Well, consider this your excuse to get started. And number 7, practice your balance. The more you work on your balance, the less likely you'll lose it. Yoga, hiking on various terrains, and riding a bike, for example, all help you with your overall balance. What creative ways can you think of to improve your balance? So there you have it, 7 ways to improve your reaction time. And keep in mind that these tips don't expire with age either. The more you do them, the longer you'll be able to do them. And the more you take care of your body, the more your body will take care of you as the years go on. So pick one of these that you can start doing. And if you need some encouragement, come join our Me Time Midlife community on Facebook, and we'll help hold you accountable to following through. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.